as an exercise professional, a parent, a teacher, a coach, somebody that loves to exercise, how much do you love it? Why do you do it? What's the purpose of exercise in the human body? And I'm coming at you. I've just been running with my gorgeous doggy Giorgio. I'm looking up at the Remarkables Mountains, or mountain range in the South Island of New Zealand. Still snow on the top of the mountain, and it's a beautiful sunny day. And we've just been for an awesome run. And I cannot express to you how fabulous I feel. But if you are an exercising person, you will know that already. You'll know how awesome it is to exercise. So here's an interesting question. Whether you are, like me, a personal exercise coach, I was a group exercise instructor for 23 years. You might be a Zumba instructor, a Pilates instructor, a yoga instructor, a boxing instructor. You might do Les Mills classes. You might do CrossFit. There might be a sport that you do. There's a whole heap of ways for the human body to move. And if you add to that dancing and mountain climbing and rock climbing and all the fun things that the human body can do when it's really fit and really strong, do we have a responsibility as exercise professionals, as people who deliver information about effective exercise? So again, you might be a parent educating your kids, you might be a teacher educating your students, a coach who looks after sporting teams or elite athletes. But specifically as an exercise person, as an exercise professional, I always ask myself this question. That is what I do. That's my profession. So do I know and understand my profession? Am I an expert in all the areas of what an exercise professional needs to know? And I like to keep it really simple. If exercise is for getting people fit, getting people strong, and improving all of their body systems, which of course is not just musculoskeletal, cardiovascular, respiratory system, but what about endocrine system, hormonal system, what about the central nervous system, digestive system, of course the immune system. And if exercise is going to help all of those systems to be fitter and stronger, should I understand them? So the basics of anatomy, and when I say basics, should we know what the body's made of? If that is our expertise, if exercise is our thing, it's our stuff, should we know it? And it's a really important question for me. I've always asked myself that question because I've been embarrassed so many times in my life because I didn't know my anatomy, but I was calling myself an exercise professional. And I don't want to be embarrassed, and I certainly don't want you to be embarrassed. So I'll give you the reason why the MAX program is so specific on getting 100% for every quiz, for every knowledge check, and actually knowing your stuff. I have a lot of parents who say to me, how do you expect my son or my daughter to get 100% for every quiz? Well, I always answer with the same question. If I'm going to have a heart transplant or I've got a challenge with my brain, I would really like to know that the brain surgeon or the cardiovascular heart surgeon understands 100% of how the brain and the heart works, not just 50, 60, 80%, 90% even. So yes, at MAX, you need to understand your anatomy. And that for me is the alphabet of being an exercise professional. How can you create words, paragraphs, articles if you don't know your alphabet? So do you know your anatomy? And I answer that question very poorly every day because I don't. I'm learning every day. And the more I learn about the human body and its anatomy, the more I realize I don't know very much. So I want to keep learning. So the MAX program is designed for you to think for yourself, not we don't tell you what to think, but the basics of how does each part of the body work. So what makes up the skeletal system? What makes up the muscular system? How do they work together? What makes up the endocrine system and the central nervous system? How do they work together to drive the muscular and skeletal, cardiovascular and respiratory systems? Should we know all of that stuff if we're going to inspire people to exercise? Then the physiology of each one of those most amazing systems. How does the endocrine system, how do hormones then fire up the brain to fire up the muscles to be able to move? What are those systems? What are catecholamines? What is cortisol? What is epinephrine and adrenaline? What is dopamine and serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor? What is oxytocin? What are the driving chemicals of the brain and the body to make sure that we can move, that we can flex, extend our muscles? What do we need to know about each one of those systems? And of course, that's physiology. Then if you add into the digestive system, which is what are the substances that my body uses to provide me with energy. So what are the four macronutrients? Where do they come from? How does my body use them? How does my body store them? If I have too much of them, how does my body burn them up? Should I understand that? A lot of people talk to me about, I need to do a nutrition course. Well, I always ask the fundamentals. Before you want to learn about the biochemical makeup of food, how about learn what food is and how it works inside the body? What's the driving force for the digestive system to provide energy for all the other systems? And that, of course, is physiology, not nutrition. As an exercise professional, should I understand all of that? Then when it comes to exercise programming, I'm asking you very personally and passionately as I look up at the snow-capped mountains of the Remarkables, please, please, can you learn? Do we need to learn as exercise professionals? Safe, effective exercise. Whether you are a Zumba instructor, a Pilates instructor, you teach yoga, you teach boxing, you teach Les Mills classes or CrossFit, or you are a sporting coach for rugby league or martial arts or swimming or archery, it doesn't matter. How does the human body work? Do we need to know how to program the body for each one of those sports, for each one of those activities? And the exercises that we're giving people, are they safe? Are they effective? What's the long-term outcome of those exercises? And I ask that because a lot of people, and this is something I deal with every day, people say to me, oh, look, I just want to teach classes, so I just need the lowest possible level of qualification. In Australia and New Zealand, they say, oh, I just need a Cert 3 in fitness, or I just need a basic fitness course so I can teach classes. And I always ask very passionately, as a woman who taught group exercise classes for over 20 years and most weeks more than 15 classes, what makes us think that it's any less important to understand our anatomy and physiology and be a top-level exercise professional if we're just going to teach classes? Surely it's harder to look after 20, 30, 40, 50 people at a time than it is to look after one person at a time. And is it possible that every person in your yoga class, in your Pilates class, in your boxing class, in your CrossFit class, they have the right to know that their exercise professional knows their stuff? Do they have a right to believe that you know that the exercises that you're giving them are safe and effective? There are no better exercises. You're not just going through a process because this is what the system says, or this is what the manual says, or this is how the other instructors tell me I have to teach the class. Surely we want to understand for ourselves, is this exercise I'm doing right now in this Zumba class the best exercise for my customers and clients? Is this exercise I'm doing in this Pilates class exactly what this client needs to get the best results possible? And if the answer is no, either no, I don't know whether it's a good exercise, or no, it isn't a good exercise, I should be doing a different one, what do we stand for? What would we die for? And I share this with you very passionately. I have a husband who we joke, it's probably not a joking matter, but we often joke about what would we die for. And I know that if somebody offered my husband $1 billion to promote a dodgy exercise, an unsafe exercise, a waste of time exercise, he would say no. I know that if somebody said, you have to promote this exercise as a safe, effective exercise or we'll kill you, he would rather die. And I'm using him as the example because he has a master's degree in health science, exercise science. He's a biomechanist, so he understands how exercise works. And he's devoted his whole entire life to making sure that the exercises that he gives his athletes, his clients, and now his students are safe and effective. That's what the Max program is based on. Not the Max way, not K-Man's way, not what Rowie says. It's anatomy and physiology. So I hope you can hear in my voice, I'm begging you, please be the exercise professional who learns your stuff. Please be the exercise professional who wants to know how to do safe, effective exercise, the best exercises possible for your clients. And let's make sure that people can trust us, that we are truly professionals. Could that be a really great question to ask yourself every day? Am I a professional?